Good to Great, Disc 4.
The Three Circles. The notion of a hedgehog concept originated in our research team meetings when we were trying to make sense of Walgreens' spectacular returns. "Aren't we just talking about strategy?" I asked. "Convenient drugstores, profit per customer visit. Isn't that just basic strategy? What's so interesting about that?" But Eckert also had strategy, said Jenny Cooper, who analyzed the contrast between the two companies. "We can't say that it's just about having strategy. They both had strategy." Jenny was correct in her observation. Strategy per se did not distinguish the good to great companies from the comparison companies. Both sets of companies had strategic plans, and there is absolutely no evidence that the good to great companies invested more time and energy in strategy development and long-range planning. "Okay, so are we just talking about good strategy versus bad strategy?" The team sat there for a minute, thinking. Then Lee Wilbanks observed, "But what I find so striking is their incredible simplicity. I mean, look at Kroger with the superstore concept, or Kimberly-Clark with the move to paper-based consumer products, or Walgreens with convenient drugstores. These were simple, simple, simple ideas." The research team members all jumped into the fray, bantering about the companies they were studying. It soon became abundantly clear that all the good-to-great companies attained a very simple concept that they used as a frame of reference for all their decisions, and this understanding coincided with breakthrough results. Meanwhile, the comparison companies like Eckerd got all tripped up by their snazzy strategies for growth. "Okay," I pushed back, "but is simplicity enough? Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's right. The world is filled with failed companies that had simple but wrong ideas." Then we decided to undertake a systematic look at the concepts that guided the good-to-great companies, in contrast to the comparison companies. After a few months of sifting and sorting, considering possibilities and tossing them out, we finally came to see that the hedgehog concept in each good-to-great company wasn't just any random simple idea. The essential strategic difference between the good-to-great and comparison companies lay in two fundamental distinctions. First, the good-to-great companies founded their strategies on deep understanding along three key dimensions, what we came to call the three circles. Second, the good-to-great companies translated that understanding into a simple crystalline concept that guided all their efforts, hence the term hedgehog concept. More precisely, a hedgehog concept is a simple crystalline concept that flows from deep understanding about the intersection of the following three circles. 1. What you can be the best in the world at, and equally important, what you cannot be the best in the world at. This discerning standard goes far beyond core competence. Just because you possess a core competence doesn't necessarily mean you can be the best in the world at it. Conversely, what you can be the best at might not even be something in which you are currently engaged.